I've realized that the drumming throughout the record pretty much just sounds like a horse galloping through the the sequence.
In a bad way?
The horse just appears. Oh no, I love it.
There's all kinds of forward motion going on in the career of Sarah Watkins. This progressive bluegrass singer, songwriter, and fiddler has always been a team player, but now her leadership quality is just plain undeniable. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, it's Russ Boris. Born in 1981 in Santa Monica, Sarah Watkins seems to have been playing the fiddle her whole life. By the time she was 8, she was performing in a family ensemble that was the precursor to Nickel Creek. In their almost 15 years together, Sarah, her brother Sean, and Chris Thiele made 5 records, including the Grammy-winning 2002 album, This Side. After Nickel Creek disbanded at the end of 2007, it was Sarah Watkins' time to step out on her own. So 2 years later, she released her self-titled debut, produced by Led Zeppelin bassist John Paul Jones. Now Sarah's put out her follow-up album, Sun, Midnight Sun. Ranging from her bluegrass roots to West Coast folk and indie pop, it also features some bona fide stars, including Fiona Apple, Ben Montench, and Jackson Browne, who Watkins has been opening for on tour. So during a recent New York City stop, Sarah came by FUV, where host Claudia Marshall asked if it was daunting going out on her own after Nickel Creek closed up shop.
The daunting part was just kind of the logistics, taking care of the travel and the rentals and the drives and knowing the answers to all the questions and trying to do it ahead of time. I'm a procrastinator, so tour managing is not really easy for me. And I have to be really responsible.
Yeah, and you don't really, it's not the first thing you want to do when you get up in the morning.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just, so,
I know, let's book those flights.
So there was, the logistics of it were a really daunting part, but I had such great people playing with me. Sean had agreed to go out on that tour, and then I had a couple of the people from Los Angeles playing with me as well. So the music part was fun and great. And so once we got on stage and started the show, that was awesome. But just getting there was the hard part.
Writing music, I read somewhere.
I love it.
You do?
Yeah, I really.
Do you put that off as well, though?
No, I don't put it off. It just doesn't happen very often. I really love it. I feel like I'm kind of reliant on something. Like I don't know exactly how to do it very well. I don't really have a pattern. I don't have a way that it's like this is how I. This is how I write songs. I have some idea and I go to this instrument and I play and it's just sort of, I find that on tour I end up writing like little snippets down or quotes, sentences or ideas, phrases. And then when I get home, if I have, the goal is to have like a few days where there's really no responsibilities and you can just kind of mull around and play instruments and see what happens. Central Valley sunshine, burning. Make your head all funny, so you stick around. Dusty roads make dirty feet. I remember you. I remember me. I remember the night. I remember the sound. I remember the light.
That's a live performance by Sarah Watkins of You and Me, and before that, The Foothills. Both songs appear on her new album, Sun, Midnight Sun. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out video of the live performances and the complete interview at WFUV.org.